The place is here. The time is now.
Thanks for joining us. I'm Will Thomas.
I don't know.
I forgot what we were talking about.
You know, I'm sick of the DJs on this show just making small talk for half an hour, right?
It is a dimension as vast as space and as timeless as infinity.
Well, did you know that night, like, I accidentally left one of the juices in the freezer and it was, like, frozen?
What?
It's gonna be really exciting! Really, really exciting!
It is an area that might be called...
Ben and Vince.
Mr. Strauss.
Thank you, senor. We had to rush this one into production because we had an emergency, we had a late breaking, I mean, we had something that we have to talk about that just came up.
I just want to talk about Oreos. I could talk about Oreos all day.
Yeah. The subject of today's podcast is Oreos and how long we think we could talk about them. So, you say all day, but now you're taking it back.
I mean, there's just so many Oreo innovations happening.
I totally agree with that, and I respect it. A lot of people are, you know, hating on it or, you know, criticizing Nabisco or the Oreo company for making these, you know...
Does Nabisco make Oreos? Yeah, I guess so. Is that right?
Pretty sure. Yeah, you can tell because it's on the
It's on the cookie.
Yeah, yeah.
Look to the cookie.
If you're on the dawn of the third day, look to the cookie. And if you're in the habit of reading your food, I think you'll notice that it's Nabisco. But you also know because it's the peel open style of container.
Right. Is that a Nabisco thing?
That's a Nabisco trademark.
What does you'll Nabisco stand it. For?
I think it's like. Not Bisquick Company.
Is it like North American Biscuit Company or something?
That's pretty good.
It's something Biscuit Company. Pretty good.
Yeah. Wow. Anyway, yeah, I love that Oreo is. I mean, I mean, let's just stop there. I love Oreos.
Yeah, Oreos are pretty good.
You know? Yeah. And then I love that they're just, like, trying random crap, and, like, a lot of them are good.
All right, so...
Mint Oreos are great.
Yeah.
Mega Stuff Oreos.
Okay, so what is that?
It's just, like, a triple stuff, basically.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, like, double stuff is really only, like, 1.7 stuff or something, right?
Sure. So it's maybe, like, 2-point-something stuff.
Yeah, but that's fine. How about triple double?
What is that?
It's like, there's like, I think it's, so there's definitely 3 cookies and 2 fillings, which is where the triple-double name comes from.
I think, is this something you can buy?
Yeah.
Or is it something you
make? No, you freaking buy it.
Oh, wow. How do those, I'm surprised that even fits in the container.
And then I think that one of the fillings is chocolate.
Ooh. So it's like a club Oreo, basically?
Yeah.
Like club Oreo and also kind of Neapolitan, but no strawberry.
Right.
That's cool. I hadn't even seen that one.
So
they have those. They got the golden ones. I'm okay with those.
No, those are my favorite ones.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I mean, I think they're fine. I don't think they're as good as normal Oreos. I had some s'mores Oreos, which were really good. Your day, although everyone agreed that there was a huge missed marketing opportunity that they didn't call it S'mores.
S'mores? Yeah.
Shaggy was like, I think somebody got fired over that.
How about Oreos? Do you like those?
I thought those were golden Oreos.
No.
Oh, no, that's chocolate in the middle.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Those are fine. I mean, yeah.
Don't you want to go to the Oreo factory?
I don't know. Do I?
Yes. There's going to be different fillings and tastes everywhere. They're going to be making the cookies and shit.
I don't think it's going to be everywhere. I think it's going to be in one or several huge vats.
I bet you can just go and, like, pull on a lever and get, like, some fresh.
Fresh from the oven.
Fresh paste or whatever the hell it is.
Cream. It's called cream.
I just want to see how it's made, you know?
Just watch how it's made.
And they'll probably just show the stupid Canadian version of Oreos. Well, speaking of which, I was going to say earlier, Boston Pizza, that's not from Boston.
Earlier when?
Earlier, like 3 weeks ago when we were doing the last podcast.
Okay, I remember.
But that's Boston apparently, Pizza? That's like a Buffalo Wild Wings style place in Canada.
It's probably like a Boston, Ontario or something.
Yeah, maybe.
That's bullshit.
Okay, so you're saying that there's a cookies and cream Oreo?
Yeah, I was saying that. Yeah, I was talking to this guy at work, and he was like, over the weekend I had some cookies and cream Oreos. And it's like, what?
That's what cookies and cream is, though. That's literally what it is.
That's what Oreo, yeah.
Like, that didn't exist before there was Oreos.
Is that right?
Well, I don't know. Maybe before there was Hydrox.
Hydrox? Dude, someone at my work was, a separate person was saying they prefer Hydrox. Like, what?
Were they Jewish?
Yeah. I mean, that explains it, but still.
Yeah, that's
it's or like, no, Oreos are kosher now. Yeah. So that's just ridiculous.
Hey, how about the watermelon Oreos?
Is that really a thing?
Yeah.
I don't believe you.
It is.
That sounds terrible.
Birthday cake Oreos. Those ones pretty good.
That sounds gross to me, but I talked to someone who said they were really good. So.
Yeah, I was like a little apprehensive because it's, like you said, it sounds gross, but it's just like, the filling is like funfetti, basically.
Yeah, that still sounds gross to me.
That's good, though.
Yeah, I mean, now I've heard from two people, so.
But have you heard about, like, the new thin Oreos?
Yeah, that doesn't sound too good either.
I don't even understand what that's supposed to be.
I think it's like crispier, maybe?
Like, are they crackers now?
Yeah, it's like saltines.
Wait,
it's like Oreo,
that's reminding
saltines.
Me of something. Wasn't there something like Oreo minis or something where it was like there were like these little cookie crisp cookies?
There are mini Oreos. They're just like miniature Oreos, like Ritz Bits. Is that what those are called?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like Ritz Bits.
Ritz Bits. Don't get me started.
Yeah, I don't like Ritz Bits. Wait, did we talk about Ritz Bits before?
Yes.
Did you make a giant Ritz Bits? Does your restaurant only serve Ritz Bits or something?
No, my restaurant only sells, I don't know, pizza sandwiches, maybe?
Pizza dip.
Oh, yeah. Still need to make that.
I never got that, so I'd like if you could make it.
Okay, I'll make it.
Never got my head around that.
Maybe it's a. Sorry, my helicopter is here. I have to go.
Are you inside of a flushing toilet right now?
I'm sorry, what?
Are you being shitted on? Yeah. Dude, come on. You gotta be a little bit more professional if you're gonna come to work. Other people have been complaining about the smell. I have to talk to you about it.
My Ubercopter showed up early.
Yeah, Copter X.
Yeah.
Is there anything?
It's the problem with Copter X. They're like not quite as professional as regular Copter.
No, wait. Okay, I'm confused about this now. I've only used Uber like a few times, but it seems like Uber X is just the baseline one now. You can't even just get normal Uber anymore. Is that right?
Is it?
I don't know. I feel like I've never seen it. Your choices are like Uber X, Uber XL, like Uber Limousine or something.
Well, maybe Uber Limousine is the original.
I see.
I don't know.
Whatever happened to Lyft? I feel like I only ever hear about Uber.
I don't know. I hear about they stopped putting the giant pink mustaches on the front of their car.
They stopped?
Tiny pink mustaches that go on the dash.
I see. You know, here's a question. Can you be both a Lyft driver and an Uber driver? Because I'm pretty sure I got an Uber once and the guy had one of those little tiny pink mustaches on the front dash.
I was in Mexico. So every time they send me an email, it's just in Spanish.
Nice.
It's just, they're like, you know, I forget what they even said, like changing the terms and conditions, but it's like,
right.
Cambio del términos y condiciones.
One condition and one term.
Yeah.
Somebody was asking me about what kinds of things I reviewed, because I was, well, how did that even come up? Anyway, they were like, yeah, do you review anything else? Review reviews. I feel like that's still relevant. I feel like the movie review industry has not improved at all.
No.
All the same complaints I used to have are still
valid.
Even,
it's only gotten worse.
Yeah. Yeah. What's going on? Despite
Make
my best efforts.
Reviews. Write some more columns.
You mean review reviews?
And columns. Just generate more content.
Yeah, that's what the world needs. The people want content.
Yeah. And brands.
They deserve it. I don't think people want brands.
How would you even live your life without brands?
You're right. Brands are all we have. Like Oreos.
Listen to the brands. So, I mean, am I supposed to be watching anything else? I'm all caught up on that Seinfeld show.
You caught up on Seinfeld? Oh, wait, yeah, was there more?
It's like, you know, it came on, and then the next week, season finale.
There were two?
No, there was like, I don't know, five.
Oh, yeah, I mean, that's usually how it goes.
Why don't you just save up
and
do at least 10 at a time?
I don't know. What do you care?
I feel like 8 is like the bare minimum.
This is not like a cable series. This is the internet. You can do whatever you want. And you can shut up about it.
All right.
Okay? All right. We're going to go shut up about it.
Is there anything else I can watch, though? Just tell me. Real quick.
Oh. I watched some of Bob's Burgers. That was pretty good. Have you? Oh, speaking of reviews, have you watched the show Review?
How's that?
Oh, it sounds awesome. I haven't seen any of it. It's on Comedy Central. I think this is second season.
What is it?
Is happening or did happen? Anyway, it's this guy. I mean, it's a comedy, but it's you know, it's supposed to be like a documentary or like a review show. Like basically, the premise is people just nominate things for this guy to review, like experiences. Okay. So he reviews racism. So he just like goes around and like, you know, is racist for a while and like reviews how that goes. Or like drugs, I think was another one. So he like, you know, tries to get addicted to a bunch of drugs. And, like, yeah. It sounds pretty
hilarious.
How
about Sense8? What's that about?
That looks crazy and like nonsensical, and I don't want to care about it.
Okay.
Oh, someone at work was saying Daredevil is really good.
I heard that. But like I said, I'm on this superhero shit.
Okay, fair enough.
You know that every superhero movie is just about trying to rewrite the events of 9/11?
What? What do you mean?
Yeah, well, you know, I've returned to normalcy, so I don't need those anymore.
You've gotten over the events
of 9/11? Yeah, we finally returned to normalcy.
Do you remember that Onion headline from a little bit after 9/11? It was like, nation longs to care about stupid bullshit again.
And we are back to caring about stupid bullshit.
We did it. Yeah, but I think it happened pretty quick. Did it just happen for you?
I think it's just happened in like the last couple of years.
Why? What are you talking about?
I don't know. That's just how I feel. Like we're back into like a 90s mentality.
Well, in what sense?
We got like a Democratic president. There's like, you know, Britney Spears is popular again. Like,
no, she's not.
People are talking about celebrities and shit.
Dude, this all happened a while ago.
I don't know. I just feel like things are not as serious. Everything was, like, really serious for a while.
Things are so serious right now. I mean, and not serious.
Things are serious, but, like, it's other things that are serious. It's not like everything in life is, like, just has this kind of, like...
What was happening to you in the 2000s?
The 2000s was such a shitty decade. You can't argue with that.
It was... I can argue with that. I mean, starting like 2008, it was pretty good.
Maybe for you, it was good. I mean, and there was like, you know, funny stuff that you can look back and say, like, you know, wow, everyone was wearing baggy, oversized clothes and whatever. Haha, that was ridiculous. And they did make a lot of Fast and Furious movies during that time. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that kind of stuff is good, but I'm not saying it was all bad, but, like, we're back on, like, 90s level now, and that's pretty good.
I don't know what you're talking about. I think
Oreo O's.
Like, Iron Man came out. And like
Oreo O's, what? That's what I was thinking of. Oh, that's a cereal.
What are Oreo O's? Oh, I have seen that. It is like Cookie Crisp,
but they're O shaped.
No.
Yeah, that's why they're called Oreo O's.
Oh.
So it's like if somebody made Apple Jacks.
So it's not like
Oreos.
Yeah, it's not like Cookie Crisp. Is there something like Cookie Crisp for Oreos?
Yeah, it's probably like.
I feel like I'm picturing that.
Store brands.
Yo, what is Crave with a K?
Oh, it's some kind of Special K thing, probably, right?
It looks gross. I keep seeing it.
Dude, that's why I know I'm not that old.
Yeah.
I'm not in the fucking Raisin brand and Special K and shit.
Yeah. You are literally...
Did I tell you there's a supermarket in New England called Hannaford's that has a store brand cereal called Crispy Hexagons?
Wait, I told you about
Crispy Hexagons. I told you about Crispy Hexagons.
That is so not true. Let's go back to
you told me about some other thing.
No, it was absolutely Crispy Hexagons. 1,000,000%.
You told me about something that your dad had or something.
Yeah, yes.
No, Crispy it was Hexagons. Not Crispy Hexagons. It was like...
It so was.
God damn it. It was something else.
It was nothing else. I mean, he buys a lot of ridiculous cereal, but... Yes, absolutely. I made that stupid joke about, you know what kids love is geometry. Remember that?
No.
Remember those times?
Nature wasn't like, you know, crunchy rhombuses or something.
Yeah, crazy quadrilaterals.
But they don't even have Hannah first. I am... What store did he even get it from?
It was like Whole Foods.
All
or something.
Foods.
Whole Foods.
Same thing.
Whole Foods. Yeah, no, definitely.
It's not called the Hall very edible.
What?
Okay, whatever. Agree to disagree.
Yeah, you're wrong.
Agree to disagree.
What? Ugh, no, you are so wrong. You must agree with me.
I mean, maybe you're right, but...
I'm definitely right.
But I've definitely seen the crispy hexagon. So what is Hannaford's?
I'm not saying they don't still exist in whatever weirdo store you go to. But definitely
Del Hayes. Oh, Food Lion? I think they have Food Lion. Does he shop at Food Lion?
No.
Yeah, Food Lion. Literally, this stupid company only owns two grocery stores in America, and it's Hannaford and Food Lion.
Well, what do you... I mean, like, one single Food Lion? Yeah. Or the whole
chain?
Why is it weird to only own one
chain? No, two chains. Two chains!
We got a plug-in.
Okay, so maybe you're right.
So anyway.
He must have got them at Food Lion.
No, he doesn't go to
Food
Lion.
Okay, well, he doesn't fucking go to Hannaford.
He goes to Whole Foods. Or, like, Balducci.
They
no,
don't have around then. Crispy Hexagon at Whole Foods.
They used to.
No, they didn't.
They do.
That I'm sure of. Because otherwise, it would be...
Fine, I don't keep track of everywhere my dad shops. Maybe it was just Giant.
Dude, Giant is the same thing as Stop and Shop. This thing's from Hannaford.
Okay. Just because it's sold there doesn't mean they have a monopoly or always had a monopoly.
They have a monopoly.
Maybe they
on hexagons.
No, they don't. Maybe the company that manufactures the hexagons has changed distributors.
I'm with crispy hexagons.
Oh my god.
No, nope, autocomplete. Look at all these crispy hexagons. Hannaford's. There's a Facebook page just for crispy hexagons.
That's stupid.
Alright, let's see. What's the deal?
How are you going to tell me that
it's
I don't know
by
what...
Boston Foods? Math right?
There you go. See, sounds like
oh,
an Arlington area.
They have it at Shaw's. All right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you think that chicken is like only a, you know, Shoppers thing? Because they sell chicken at
you
Shoppers?
Know crispy hexagons have twice the vertices of crispy triangles.
Oh my god. That's
so I went to the store the other day. This is from October 14th, 2011. I went to the store one day. You know what I saw? Crispex. Crispex.
Okay. Crispex. Yeah. Oh, with an E?
Damn, hosers.
That's weird. You're talking about Crispex?
Somebody wrote in all caps... Never before will you have wanted to taste two grains mixed into a geometric shape so, so badly.
Yeah, see? Everyone's got jokes about crispy hexagons.
Alright, okay, you're right. It's just a generic name, like, you know.
What? I hope it's not a generic name in the sense that, like, more than one company
is making
it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Oh,
there's
God.
There's a Shaw's brand. There's a... This... There's a brand made by someone called MapRite. There's, you know, there's Boston Foods. There's Hannaford's.
I don't understand why someone would want... Like, why did even one person have this idea?
It's because... Oh, Ralston Foods. It's because Crispix is a hexagon. So they're just making Crispix, but they can't call it Crispix, so they have to call it Crispy Hexagons.
Okay, but the thing that people like about Crispix is not really the shape. But I guess I see what you're saying. But, yeah, they just want to make you think...
If it wasn't the shape, then they would just make it a different shape. Well, people love shapes.
I don't. I guess people want shapes.
It's like at Wendy's, right? The patties are square, so they hang over the side of the bun. People like that.
So why don't they make So why don't they make the cereal square?
Because you're not eating it on a bun. You're eating it on a spoon.
Well, it could hang over the side of the spoon.
Yeah, because it's triangles, hexagons, whatever.
Triangles.
Hexagons. What?
Are there really crispy
triangles? No, there's no crispy triangles.
So that was just somebody's funny joke.
Posted by Brad Burns.
Okay. Alright, yeah.
It wasn't posted by Brad Burns. It was posted by the Crispy Hexagons account. And then they wrote, posted by Brad Burns, on their post.
Wait, are they making fun of their own product?
I think it's a fan page.
I see. Got it. Yeah, I'm trying to remember some of these other cereals.
I know that Dad had. You can say Frosted Flake. Or no, you can say Corn Flakes. Something. Well, really? There's one of those where it's like not trademarked, so you can just say that it's that.
Hmm. Interesting.
Everything else you gotta look up the descriptor.
Right. A generic term. Alright, well our as we close is take a whole bunch of crispy hexagons, birthday cake Oreos, peas, and
okay, here we go. I got one. Honey Nut Crispy Oats. Frosted Flakes.
Nice.
You can
sounding
totally have generic Frosted
words
Flakes.
And ingredients. Huh. I don't know if I've ever seen that.
Anyway.
I love the... What's the one? Oh, yeah. Marshmallow Mateys. You know those?
No.
It's like...
Lucky Charms.
Exactly. Yeah. Or like, I don't know, all the Cheerios ones, they just call them
Oreos. Oh, yeah. Crispy Rice. I guess that's just on the same lines as Crispy whatever. Whatever. Whatever, man. You're right.
What's your problem?
I agree to agree, okay?
Thank you.
Alright.
We settled something. Now, if only America could, you know, follow our example.
Yeah. This has been a public service announcement from the Associated Cereal Producers of America.
Yes. You are welcome.
Post and General Mills and Kellogg's.
Yeah, they're all in on this.
And the Visco. So, you know, brush your teeth or whatever.
The North American Biscuit Cereal Organization.
It's all conspiracy.
Right. Oh, are you sliding back into the 9/11 again?
Yeah.
Um,
crispy hexagons can't melt steel beams.
Yeah, we'll do some follow-up research on this and get back to you on the next episode. Or maybe we'll be, what's it called? Redacted? No. Remanded? What's it called? Rendition?
I remember that movie. That was Redacted? A movie, right?
Yeah, movie. But it's also a concept. What's the verb?
Rendered, yeah.
Rendicar.
I feel like it must be like
all right.
Rendered useless or
unto. You say baseless?
Sure, that too.
What's the other one? Extradited.
That's if you commit a crime.
That's another one. Yeah.
Can be excommunicated.
Yeah.
Or you can be excommunicated. Oh, what if you ascend? You can ascend. You can be ascended.
You can be raptured. Are you saying these are all options attainable for me?
Yeah.
Awesome. I'm gonna go get rendered. Speechless. By stopping talking on this podcast.
See you guys in 90.
So long, suckers.